Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Erevin 83, understanding that measurements, different aspects are not always the same. The rabbis taught in a Braisa that Jerusalemite Seah is larger than the desert Seah by a sixth. Not going to get into the calculations the notes point out, but just know that it's larger. The Tziporin Seah, a measurement, exceeds the Jerusalemite Seah by a sixth. Consequently, the Tziporin Seah exceeds the desert Seah by a third. Understanding and explaining that the Jerusalemite versus the Tziporin is different, and the Jerusalemite versus the desert is also different, and Tziporin versus the Jerusalemite is also different. The main point being, in our life, our measurements are all different from one another. I'm not just talking physically, how I could be a lanky guy, I could be a tall guy, I could be a short guy. I'm talking about midos, measurements within. The Gemara talks about measurements here, but I'm also talking about not just physical measurements. We all have different physical appearance. We also all have different spiritual appearance. We all have different measurements. We all have different midos and traits we have to work on. Anger might be something troublesome for me. It might not be troublesome for you. Patience might be troublesome for me. It might not be troublesome for you. Generosity might be troublesome for you, but it might not be troublesome for me. Being charitable might be troublesome for you. It might not be for me. Everyone has a different midah. Everyone has a different trait. Everyone has a different measurement and an aspect to them that has to be worked on, that has to be cultivated, because each one of us was created differently. None of us are exactly the same, and there was never a person like you, exactly you. There's no one right now that is exactly you, exactly like you, even your twin, if you have one. And there's no one in the future that will be exactly like you or will be exactly you. You are the only one, you are the only you that ever was, ever is, and ever will be. Lahavdil, lahavdil, as Hashem is the one, the only one that ever was, is, and will be. He makes each of us individualistic and unique in our own ways, and we each have our own measurements. We each have our different traits. We each have our different aspects to us that are not the same. A Jerusalemite person is not the same as someone who lives in New York. A New York person is not the same as someone who lives in New Zealand. Each one of us are different for different reasons, culturally, upbringing, different aspects and traits of our societies, different ways that we were cultured and different ways that we were nurtured and affected by nature. Each of us have our own measurements. Each of us have our own traits. Just as the Gemara talks about these measurements are larger and different than one of another, so to each of us, our own measurements, our own aspects of our life are different than one of another. We should all understand that and respect that. Don't judge another person until you reach their shoes, the Talmud says in Pirkei Avos, because we never know their situation. We don't understand their trait. We don't understand their addictions, their afflictions, their bad habits, or what they have to counteract, what they have to fight in their own life. Everyone has their own fight with the Yetzer Hara. Everyone has their own things they have to work on. We can never measure someone else. We can only measure ourselves and realize that we're all different. We're all unique, and we all have to do what we can in our own lives. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 84 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.